can legally do is entertain your next door neighbors. They're going to say no to that. And it's still going to be, the FM thing is still going to be the land of pirate radio. So what? Pirates and various assorted unlicensed broadcasters have been around since the beginning of radio. And I guess that's the way it's always going to be. Drunk, stupid fuckers with a radio and antenna and coax and electricity like me are going to sit around and come up with silly shit to play on the radio and get people to send them letters and cards and jelly donuts and coupons for a free draft beer down at the local Choke and Puke. And everybody's just going to have to continue to have their fun this way. But it'll still be illegal, but so what? I mean, so what? Because it's illegal, it's that much more fun. It's that much bigger of a party. So that's okay. Because we, the people of America, need something to do with ourselves. Because... because so many other things in life is such a drag. Everybody keep drinking. It's Saturday night. I'm going to play one more just because I feel like it. And because my CD player is still turned on and I'm still barely sober enough to figure out which button to do what. But in another 10 minutes, I'll be totally useless. You'll be wasting your time if you send a reception report for all this bullshit you're listening to Radio Bob at Radio Bob's Communications Network at Post Office Box 24, Lula, Georgia, 30554, in regards to what you're hearing, because you won't get a QSL. This is only a test. It is not a pirate radio program, but it is a promotional advertisement for a pirate radio program, which will be for real, and which we will accept reception reports in exchange for a free QSL card, which is our policy. You see, here at RBCN, we have this parent company. I've got these fuckers that own me. They own me lock, stock, and barrel. ITCD, International Teledyne Defense Conglomerate. And they bought up all the RBC, and they thought they were some smart motherfuckers. And a few years ago, they said, hey, we need to diversify further. We're not selling enough rockets. We're not selling enough thermonuclear devices. We're not selling enough tanks. We're not selling enough bullets. Let's diversify. This world peace thing is just bumming us out. Let's buy up some of the better pirate radio stations and make ourselves some more money. So now we're fucking owned by these stupid corporate monkey-suited bastards out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania is where they're based. And it's International Teledyne Defense Conglomerate. I have to say their fucking name every time I go on the air. International Teledyne Defense Conglomerate. Who is the parent company and RBCN, of which is an unwholly owned subsidiary of such an outfit. God, Bob is such a fucking sellout. What a jerk. I've tried a hostile takeover of these people, but I don't have, all I've got is 23 bucks and change today, so I can't, I'm not really in a position to buy my stock back in a hostile or otherwise move to get my stock back. So they own me. I have to say their name, International Teledyne Defense Conglomerate. Now you can send them some hate mail at P.O. Box 24, Lula, Georgia 30554. You can do that. That's okay with me. I will not throw your letters in the trash. I never do that. But if you want to send International Teledyne Defense Conglomerate some hate mail in care of RBCN at P.O. Box 24, Lula, Georgia 30554, now that will get through, by golly. I'm not kidding. Because that's the way it is. I get drunker as the minutes go by, and Shania looks even better and better.
Thank you.